every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Good afternoon. We are back live. We trust you enjoyed that program that we just had. As you know, we have been trying something a little new for us, Karen.
Yes.
And that is, we have been endeavoring to keep more of our regular programming on air while we do Prayer and Share, our Share-a-thon. And this is a very important time for the ministry, because this is the time we come to our listeners and we pass the offering basket around, or plate around, or bag around. In a sense, that's kind of what we're doing. We don't come to you all the time with this, but we do need to raise our budgets, and our expenses need to be covered here at this station. And so we want to thank all of you who have been a part of this ministry over a number of years. Some of you just in the last year or so have begun to listen and have become partners and givers to the ministry as well. And so we want to just thank all of you for your gifts. And we are just getting started. This is our first day of Prayer and Share. And when we signed off, we were working on a $200 matching funds.
Yes.
And I was trying to find where that is, because I did not get that entered into.
It was from our angel in Port St. Lucie.
Oh, that's right. It was the angel, so I didn't have a name, so I need to put that into the computer. And so we have a couple donations that have come in, and so that matching funds challenge has been fully met by these two. And if you'll just read those, Karen, I'll go ahead and try to get this into the computer.
Okay, we've got Tina from Port St. Lucie. You know, Port St. Lucie's been coming through today loud and clear. So Tina from Port St. Lucie giving a donation of $100. So thank you, Tina, for that. And then we had an online donation, or a text donation, from Gilbert for $100 as well.
Okay, so Tina was how much?
Tina was $100, and Gilbert was also $100. Okay. So we thank you so much for those. And so that just knocked that matching funds out right there. Again, the phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. If you'd like to text a donation, text WCNO to 24365. You could also go to the website, WCNO.com, where you can make a pledge or a donation.
Yes, and we would love to talk with you today. We are also praying over prayer requests, and so if you have a prayer request, make sure you can bring that in to us. And you might have a praise report. You can share that as well. And we are here to encourage you to keep your eyes on the Lord. Do not be distracted by what you see, by what you hear. Yes, I understand that there is a great and tragic plague that is moving around the world. But I want you to recognize that the Holy Spirit is moving around the world.
That's
as
right.
Well. And greater is He that's in us
yes.
than he that is in the world. And so keep your eyes on the Lord. This is a call, I believe. I believe it's a strong call for our nation to come back to God. Our nation in some ways is a prodigal nation. I mean, we had a wonderful, foundation. A lot of our founders were not necessarily, they weren't all godly. Many of them were, but they were in most part God-fearing. Basically, I believe all of them were God-fearing. And over many years of blessings, prosperity, it seems that many kind of lost their way. And we've been talking today about that, Karen, that drifting is something the Word of God cautions us to be mindful of.
Yes.
That just drifting with the crowd, drifting with society, living our life, we can end up being in a very different place than we anticipated being. In fact, that song, 50 years from now, that thank you for getting that corrected. We did figure out what the technical problem was with that. But that song just really brought to the forefront of my thoughts the importance of making decisions that are good and godly decisions, and then keeping those decisions,
yes,
keeping those covenants and standing by those. If you don't, then we have an advocate, thank God. I mean, the prodigal came home and found the father looking for his return. That means the father fully expected him to come back. It's not like he came back and had to knock on the door and wake his father up or find him someplace. No, his father was waiting for him to come back. And that is a beautiful picture of how God loves us. He gives us free will and freedom of choice, but he is looking for our return. So thank you so much for giving today. We do look to God and we look to you as you are able to be supporters of this ministry. And so, yes, you can call. The number is 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. And we are going to get back to a song, and then we'll be back to you in just a few moments. Please give us a call, would you, this afternoon? We want to thank the Lord for $6,520 so far today. Good start this morning. We have a long ways to go today, but we are trusting that the Lord is going to bless you and bless us so we can continue to be strong and do the work that he has called us to. Somebody loves me.
Lord knows I'm not perfect, might not be what everybody wants me to be, in a world that's so uncertain. There is somebody who loves me. Somebody loves me. Someone cares enough to lay his life down for me. With a love that has no end, he took away my sins when they drove the nails on Calvary. Lord, I done my share. Sometimes I fall short of what I think I should be. Heaven knows that I'm not worthy. Still there is somebody who loves me. Somebody loves me. On Calvary, Lord knows I'm not perfect. Might not be what everybody wants me to be. In a world that's so uncertain, there is somebody, thank God, somebody. I know that somebody loves me. Is this that you gave your life?
see the scars upon your hands and hold the truth that when I can't, you always can. And standing here beneath the shadow of the cross, I'm overwhelmed that I keep finding open arms.
It's hard to find the truth in all the lies. eyes. If you're tired of wondering why your heart isn't healing and nothing feels like home, 'cause you're lost and alone, just screaming at the sky when you don't know what to say, just say Jesus. There is power in the name, the name of Jesus. If the words won't come 'cause you're too afraid to pray, just say Jesus. Whisper it now, or shout it out. However it comes out, He hears your cry. Out of nowhere He will come. You gotta believe it. He will rescue you. Just call out to the way, the truth, the love. When you don't know what to say, just say Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. If the words won't come 'cause you're too afraid to pray, just say Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Karen, we're off to a great afternoon.
We are.
Especially, have you been outside? I still didn't notice if it's sunny.
No,
rainy.
I haven't been out myself.
I have not been able to check and see.
It's not like the door is very far away.
Well, it's not that far away. We're not in that big
just
of a place.
Busy.
You're right.
Yeah.
But it you know, I just,
it looks sunny.
You know what? I did throw my banana peeling away earlier. We have ducks that go past.
Do they
our
really
door.
Eat banana peels?
I don't know. But I just thought maybe they would.
Probably,
I don't know what they eat.
When all the rainwater went down, the neighbors are probably going, what are all these banana peels?
Yes, well, we have a little bit of a drainage retention area that's just adjacent to our building next door. And so, I mean, it's adjacent to our building. The building that's next door has this. And so, anyway, this is Prayer and Share. And in our share-a-thon, of course, we come to you, ask you to prayerfully consider making a donation to this ministry. We are listener supported, as we say, and we have had some great calls today, Karen.
Yes, we have.
And you've talked to some of the people?
I have. I talked to Jose.
Yeah.
From Port St. Lucie.
And an angel? You talked to an angel.
An angel, yeah. I talked to Mark from Boca Raton.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I've just talked to this microphone and
that's
to you
right.
all this morning. I haven't taken any calls. But we earlier had finished, we had cleared out back before the last program. We had a $200 matching fund. We started the morning with a $3,000 matching mm-hmm. funds, and that was exciting. We got off to a great start with that, worked our way through the morning, and by the time we got, before lunch, we had finished it, actually. And then we had a $200 matching funds challenge, which was fantastic. And then we've had a little bit of a lull. Now we have a donation that's come in from Judith from Palm Springs. Now, where's Palm Springs?
To be somewhere. Honest, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's west of Palm Springs. Let me look it up.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious because yes. we get calls from different places. And so, Judith, we want to thank you for your donation today. It's a donation for $69. And I believe I heard correct that every year she adds a dollar when she has her birthday. So I don't know if her birthday is today or if it's just that another birthday has passed. But Judith, we are so glad that you are listening. You're part of our family. And thank you so much for this wonderful donation today of $69. So we're going to add that right in right away. And Karen, you're going to give the information out, how people can get a hold of us. Did you find out where, you can tell us where Palm Springs is. I was just curious.
Yes, and who would have known this? I mean, you know, we every year we see people calling in from Palm Springs. So it's tucked in between. The easiest way that people look at it is, what road is that? Haverhill, you know, Haverhill Road. So south of that, let's see which road is closer. Because all you people that live down that way are like, no big deal. So Forest Hill, you know, that runs east and west. So we're west of 95 and south of Forest Hill.
So it's in Palm Beach
east
County.
Of Green Acres and north of Lake Worth. So it's like tucked in the middle of all of those. So between Military Trail and 95.
So Palm Springs, thank you very much for sending in your gift today. That's quite great, and we are very happy to hear from you. And so thank you again, Judith, for your donation of $69. So Karen, tell us how people can give today, and I'm going to enter in the $69, and we're going to let people know where we are as we move along through the afternoon.
You can give by calling 888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number from anywhere. If you'd like to call in the local area, 772-221-1100. Let me slow that down for you, 772-221-1100. You could call, make your pledge or donation over the phone. We can take your information down. If you'd like to text a donation, you can text WCNO to 24365. Or log on to the website, WCNO.com, where you can make a pledge or a donation.
And that is all quite great. So, Margaret in Okeechobee. Margaret is a wonderful supporter of our ministry. And we have a $300 donation. And this is going to be matching funds that we're going to present, and this came from our mail.
Amen.
And so here we are, $300 coming from Okeechobee, from Margaret. We have many friends, many great friends in Okeechobee.
Yes.
And we thank God for each one of you. Pray for your safety and protection. And so we are right now going to start with $300 in matching funds. What time is it? It's about 1:30. What do you think? We might be able to do that by 2 o'clock?
Oh,